On Dafnun Hey, we're going to just move back a couple lines for the people who have been out of it to bring them back in. Where we're in the middle of discussing the sugyas of Tumah and Taira of the Nazir that have to be Miskaleh. So again, we had two Mishnayas. We had Mishnah number one, which was Miskaleh, which was a real Tumah that causes a person to be Miskaleh. And then we had two more tiers of Tumah. We had Tumah number two, that's Mafsik, the counting of the Naziris. And then we had the guests should wait to talk till after chat. Then we had tumah number three. We had tumah number three, which you're allowed to count even during the zeros, it still counts. Yeah, can we get him a gemara?
We're getting him.
Yeah, so
we're doing it, man.
Yes. Oh. So he wants to make sure he knows everyone. It's bothersome. So Ibailu, we're gonna go back to Ibailu. So number three, number two of the Tumas was Eretz Amim. We said the Rabbanan were geyser that Eretz Amim is Tumah. Anybody that goes to Eretz Amim is Tumah. But the Shaila was for one of two reasons. What is a gzeira that's not a Tumas mace? You're just tummy. The Rabbanan didn't want people to leave Eretz Yisrael. So if you go into Chutz La'aretz, you're automatically tummy. Or we said it was because they didn't know where Mesim were. And in Melo, you had to assume that you saw Mesim, and that would be Tumas Mesim. So again, we're going to tee it up from three lines into the Gemara and Dalar Amabez. It's somewhat of one long sugya. So we'll just start over there. It should be a rather quick dab. So Zukti Gemara, Eretz Ha'ami, Bibayilu, Eretz Ha'ami, Mishum Avira, Gozu, Uleo, Aydimu, Mishum Gucha, Gozu, Uleo. What's the reason that the Rabbanan were Mesak in Eretz Ha'ami? What's the reason they were Misakim Eretz Amim? Is Tamei? Is it Mishum Avira Gozer Leil? Did they say even the airspace is going to be considered a Tumah because anybody who goes to the Chutz La'aretz is automatically Tamei? Or Tumah Mishum Gusha Gozer Leil? Is it only the ground because there's Mesim inside of there and we're not sure where the Mesim are? So maybe you have Tumah's Mesim. So the Gemara says, Toshma, Umazim Ashishu Bashri Uviyam in Mishum Avira, if you do Hazah on Yom Gibbon Yom Zayin, but we know Hazah Paraduma is only for Tumah's Mesim. So if you're going to tell me it's Mishum Aviro, Azalamali, what in the world are you doing Azal for? Elalam, Mishum Gusha, Zuk Yamara, Vais Dois, it's Zichar Al, Thomas Mace. Zuk Yamara, no. Lo Ilum Imalach, I'll tell you Mishum Aviro. Really, I'll tell you, it's Al Zavira. V'chik Tani Asha'ara, that which it said, that you do Azal Gimon Zayin, that's only going on the rest of the cases of the mission. I'll bring you a raya that makes sense. Because why? It says the kalim that touch a mace, meaning like weapons that kill someone. Right? So if a person, honey, kalim, the Rishonim learn what this means is a person who touches the kalim, not the kalim themselves. Is somebody who touches a keli that killed someone, which is Tommy, is it B'nai Azol? Shmami no. Asha'ara, Vais Tais is going in the rest. One more time. Yeah, we're about to start to where we were holding yesterday. So we have a Shaila in the Gemara. In level two of the Tumah, which we said you have to be Mafsik. Yeah, you're not Saisin in Aziris, but it's Mafsik the counting. So one of them is Eretz Ha'amim. So the Gemara declares to Shaila, what is Pshat Eretz Ha'amim? Is Tommy? Is it Mishum Gusha or is it Mishum Avira? Right? And we're leaving that open. So Zukti Yamara, let's say that this machloikis of, if it's Mishum Gusha or Mishum Avira, it's totally in another machloikis. So what's that machloikis? We had this Gemara, so remember we said yesterday, we had it, and we said we had it a long time ago, and not as long ago. Well, if you look at the Maseres Hashas, Hidaka brings Erev in Davlamed and Chagiga Chav Hei, right, which we learned recently and a long time ago, and Ritz Hashem, we're going to learn right around Shavuos, so right after Shavuos, it's getting Davches. So Zuk Gemara, Lima Gitanoi. Again, let's say this machloikis of why Chutz La'aretz is Tomei, is it the airspace that there are Banu Mesakin for anybody that goes to Chutz La'aretz at all, or is it Mishum Gusha only because of the Mesim? Let's say it's totally in machloikis. Oh, vanichnas la'aretz amim zech shido tevo migdol. If somebody goes to Chutz La'aretz in a box, so he goes in a box. So Rebbe mitame, Rebbe Yehuda mitar. Rebbe says he's tame, and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda says he's tar. I think we learned in Chagiga last time was a story in the news that they have a guy who they thought was dead, who broke out of his coffin, right? So there was a coincidence for that day, but there was a good mushroom. You could be a shit table of Migdal if they wanted to bury the guy in Chutz La'aretz and all the stuff, right? And you think he's dead, whatever. That was, I believe that happened last time. Okay, but either way, so Zuk Dimar again. So let's say it's telling this machlekes, meaning if you hold, you go to shit the table of Migdal, you're in a sealed box, and even so your Tamei, what does that mean? That means that you hold this Mishum Avira. You assume that the whole airspace, if you go anywhere in Chutz La'aretz, you're automatically Tamei. But if you hold that you're Tar, like Rav Yisrael, who holds your Tar, it's only Mishum Gusha. Why? Because you were in a box, you weren't on the ground, and Mamelo, it's not going to be Tamei. There's different ways to learn this Gemara in the Rishenim. Okay, so we're going to go one Malach for those who sit down here today to call me out on all the Pshatim and Daisis. But if you go through the Gemara, you might have different versions. I don't know if Art's going to learn something, I might be saying it wrong, but there's different ways to learn it, so we're going to go at least one. What? We should have
done his hand. I told him
yesterday, I said he's so happy. Yeah, so Zoy, thank you. So Zoy, so again, my love, the Rebbe, yeah, so Mishum Avira, Mishum Gusha. Zoy, Yamura, Loi, very good. Zoy, Yamura, Loi. Really, I'll tell you again, one more time. We're tying into Machlekes, and it's not hard, but it gets a little confusing because we're really going to focus on Machlekes number two right now. We're trying to be titling the Machlekes of, is Eretz HaAmim Tamei because Mishum Gusha or Mishum Avira, and we're being titled that in a Machlekes of if somebody goes Bishido Tevo Migdol in Eretz Amim, is he Tamei or Tar? Rebbe said he's Tamei, which again, why is he Tamei? He's Tamei because you came into the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, that's enough to be Mitamiyu. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda says you're Tar because it's only Mishum Gusha, you have to touch the ground. So L'chayro, what's that Tali in? My love, sorry, we were kind of mazmered in this. In my love, the Rebbe saw Mishum Avira, right? It's because you came into the airspace. And Mamelo, even if you're in a shit table, Mamelo, you're going to be Tamei. Rebbe Yehuda saw Mishum Gusha, you're Tar because you didn't touch the ground. And they're only Geyser on the ground because you don't know where the Mason. Are we clear?
Yes.
Yeah, so Zuk Dimar Loi. Kuli Amo, I'll tell you really, maybe Sai Rebbe and Sai Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda really hold Mishum Gusha. Narvos, what's the machlekes? Meaning, why do if you hold Mishum Gusha? So, what's the machlekes of Tamei or Tar? So, Zuk Gemara, Mar Sovar Oil, Zarek Shmei Oil. So, the question over here is again, he's in a box. So, it's a chatzitza from the ground where the mesim are, right? Because again, we're saying it's Mishum Gusha, that means the mesim are in the ground. Narvos, the machlekes is that considered a chatzitza in order to block off the mason? So now, an oil that's moving, is that considered an oil or is it not? Meaning, do you have to be stationary, right? Basketball rules, do you have to be stationary, right? Pistons from the bad boy days. Do you have to be stationary do you have to be stationary in order to be considered an oil? So meaning, in order to be a chatzitza. So Mar Sovar Oyel Zorek Shmei Oyel, right? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds your Tar because you're in a box, and even though you're on the go, it's not a problem. An oil that's on the go is still considered oil. Mar Sovar Oyel Shmei Oyel, and Rabbi holds no. In order to be a chatzitza, you have to be stationary in a vifl. You were on the way. That's not going to be considered oil. So really, again, one more time. Let's zone out.
No.
The stationary will be good.
Yeah? This is the airplane time.
Yeah, one more time. Yeah, I like that you're here to correct it. Yeah, so one more time. We're going back for a second. Yeah? We have a machlekes. Why is Eretz HaAmim Tomei? Is it Mishum Gusha, Mishum Aviro? We thought that's telling you the machlekes of Shita Tevo Migdol. Are you Tomei? Are you Torah? It's a Gemara. No. Right? Meaning if you go with Shita Tevo Migdol, you're Tomei because you're in the airspace. Or no, you're Torah because you didn't touch the land. So Gemara, no. That's a separate machlekes. That machlekes of being in Shita Tevo Migdol is really everyone that goes Mishum Gusha. The question is, does it stop you from the Gush? Right? If you say that oil zorok shmei oil, so then it's considered a chatzitza. If you hold that an oil on the go is not considered a chatzitza, so then you're gonna be tummy. So that's why Rebbe holds you're gonna be tummy. So Zuk Gemara ve'atanya feiti Gemara kasha. Again, there's different ways to learn. We're gonna learn this as a kasha. Two ways in Taisus how to go. It's a feiti Gemara ve'atanya Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, who we just said is Tor. Because he holds oil zaruk shmei oil, how could that be? Tevo shimaleya kelim uzarko me'al pnei ha-meis tmeo. If you take a bag full of kelim and you throw it over a meis, so the halacha is it's tamei b'meis ha-menachas tahira. So what do you see? You see, even though it's oil zaruk, it's tamei. We just said the whole Svarim Yisrael Yehuda, why it's Tahor is why? Because oil Zohar, Shmei oil. Now we just said, for carrot, it's not Shmei oil. So the Gemara needs, again, needs a new machlokes. So Zuk Gemara, Elovi, but he's saying the Kulei Amo, Mishma Avira. Let's go the other way. Again, high level, what we're trying to do, we're trying to be Toilu the machlokes, Mishum Gusha, Mishma Avira, in this machlokes of Shita Tevo Migdal, which is sort of how we were Masbir yesterday. I don't think we're really going to come out that way. It's really going to come out, I think, open-ended. But again, first we went in the Tzad that it's Tali in this machlokes. We said, no, it's also Mishum Gusha. Now we're going Fakar, it's Mishum Avira. Really, I'll tell you, everyone holds Mishum Avira. Nor of us. Mar, I mean, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds Tzavar Kimon Lishchicha Le'gozer Bei Rabbanan. Since it's not normal when you had this also, I believe, in Chagiga. Right? Even, yeah? Even though a person goes in a box, it's not a normal way for normal people to travel. So if you went in a box, the Rabbanan were in Geyser, they were in Geyser Tumah if you went in the box. Meaning they were Manachanam, they were Geyser, Mishum Avir, the whole airspace, that's if you're flying like Superman. But if you're going in a box, no one had any tzad that anyone was going in a box. And Mamelo, that wasn't the part of the Xer of the Rabbanan. So Rafagab, the Lo Yishchicha, still goes to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said any airspace in any form in which you go is going to be Tummy. So again, essentially what we're trying to prove is the Machlekes of Shita Tevo Migdal is not Tully in Mishum Gusha, Mishum Avira. Rather, everyone knows Mishum Avira. The question is, how do you view the Mishum Avira? Do you view it as even a case that's not Shchiach or only a case that's Shchiach? So Gemara V'Atanya, this has been Ichusa. Okay, this is a Rai V'Atanya. It's a little bit of a funny Rai because we're just bringing really a chilek between Shita Tevo and Migdol, which is not a normal way to go. V'Atanya, Hanichnas Laretz Ha'am B'Shita Tevo Migdol is Tor because that's not a normal way to go. According to Svino, V'Eskaryo, if you went in a big boat or you went on a wagon, so then Tommy, then Taka, you would be Tommy because that's normal. So there are Rabbanan where guys are in normal ways of traveling, you would be Tommy. Again, so we just said that was a raya that you could be mechalik in normal ways. Did the Rabbanan Gzeira of Mishum Avira apply or not? So look to Yomaro, or I'll tell you a third way. But you say, Ma, everyone really holds Mishum Gusha. What our machlekes is in Tali is Tali in what a person stick his head. Does a person stick his head out of the Shita Tevo Migdal? So are we chayish that you're going to stick your head out of the Migdal or not? According to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, no matter how you're going, since there's a chash, a person might stick his head out of even a wagon or a sfina. He's going to be only in a current or a sfina. Sorry, he would be tame. However, if he's going in shiva, Shita Tevo Migdal, they weren't geyser because it's not normal for a person to stick his head out of the Shita Tevo Migdal. Mashengen, according to Rebbe, even in Shita Tevo Migdal, there are bunner chayshes. Maybe a guy's going to push out his head, and then meila, it's going to be tame. It's like a jack in the box. Right? He's eventually going to stick his head out of the box. And Mamela, it's going to be Tommy. So again, what we have Tanya, let's just bring a Raya. But Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, Ha'nichas Laretz Ha'am, Shita Tevo Migdal Tor, Ha'ach Yaitu Sham, Roi Shei Verubay. So, again, so we see that what? We see from here, Ha'nichas Laretz Ha'am, Shita Tevo Migdal is Tor, Ha'ach Yaitu Sham, Roi Shei Verubay. So again, we really, what?
Even if you just stick his head, it's fine.
Yeah. So what do we have? We had three. What we were trying to do, we were trying to prove originally that the machlokes of, we're coming off the second Mishnah. The second Mishnah said, Eretz Ha'amim is Tamei. We said, why is Eretz Ha'amim Tamei? Why is Chutz La'aretz Tamei? Either Mishum Gusha or Mishum Avira. We thought that was Tali in the machlokes of Shita Tevo Migdal. The Gemara answered that no, maybe there are machlokes of Shita Tevo Migdal. Rebbe and Reis Yehuda, it's really either Mishum Gusha or Mishum Avira. Or we went back to Mishum Gusha, we went back and forth, and we said that the machlokes is really totally in something else, whether it was oil zarek shmei oil or not, whether it was were you geyser afagav leshchicha, or lastly, do you say shema yitzi reisha virubay lesham is it normal for him to stick his head out? We go weiter to the next sugya. So we said in. We said, Umaschel Umayne, the Mishnah said again, we were discussing the Mesifrei Begumrei. So we got a little bit into the Mitzvah yesterday, and this Sugya is really going to continue on the next day and a half or so. So let's just get our feet wet and a little bit started on the Sugya. So we have There's different times of Metzaira. So we know that a Metzaira, part of his process is he has to be Miskaleach actually twice. So the Mishnah said, you may Sifrei, you may Gomroi. The Mishnah said he has to stop counting. However, Be'emes Amru, the Mishnah said, you may his Geirei Shal Metzaira, Harei Elu Oidlin. So let's just give a 1 minute Akdama. Hopefully I get it right over here about Metzaira. So a Metzaira, I was going to bring you a Raya from the Mishnah. Very good. So any Metzaira that gets locked up in any form, this is might sound confusing, but is Tameva Raya the Mishnah? And Megillah says, Ain Bay Metzaira Muskar El Mukhlot Ella? Exactly. A Priya Frima. What that is? Kochaz Megillah. But what does that mean? That means that they're both tummy. So you have a guy who comes to the Kayin, right? Any of the Kayanim over here. And he tells him, no, I'm not sure. I'm going to lock you up. Quarantine. We're going to go in Hezger. So you might make a mistake and think that Hezger is a quarantine because you're unsure. You're taka tummy. You're talking about Mishka v'Moishav, even if the Kayin is unsure, that's already a stage of tuma. Okay, now, let's say it grew the nega. So then he gets what's called mukhlat. Mukhlat is like a chalata, right? Somebody makes a chalata that he's going to change his ways of life. So he makes a chalata, he makes a commitment. It's a similar idea. A metzera mukhlat is he's officially a full-fledged metzera. That's a mukhlat. But then, even after his nega goes down, he has another 7 days that he has to sit outside his camp. So those days are real toma. Okay, the real toma. He can't count from the Naziris, and he has to do taglachas. Okay, so we had said, what does he do? Umaschal umayne. So one more time, the Mishnah says, "V'inaseisa zakeimin umaschal umayne miyad." So yesterday we said, "Amachlekes is it right after the karbanis? Is it after he goes to the mikvah?" We said we're going according to Rabbanan that it's even after he brings the karbanis. But what does that mean? Again, it stops his counting of naziris until he restarts. Okay, but if it's third level of Tumma, it's only Hezger, then he can even count during those days, right? Mm-hmm. So now, Rav Chisda is going to say a massive Chiddush, which I'm not sure because I didn't finish the next stuff, but I believe the Gemara is going to fall off on it eventually, but Rav Chisda drops a big time Chiddush over here. So Zuk the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda, Loi Shanu, this whole idea of even Yimei Sifrei, that he can't count this in his Nazirus again, when he's a higher level 2 of Tumma. He has real Toma, not just Hezger. It's real Toma. He's going to be Miskaleach. We assumed the whole Masechta that that's such a high level of Toma that he can't count Naziris. Naziris is B'tahira. And once you have this high level of Toma, you might not have to start again, but that can't be counted as days of Tahira. What Rav Chis is going to drop a bomb and say is that that's not true. That's only on short-term Naziris, or if you only have 30 days left. Because like we had halacha, we were very busy with at the beginning of the Masechta, you have to come with 30 days of Gidol Seir. However, if a guy has a 60-day Naziris, or he has 30, 40 days, whatever it is, he has more than 30 days left, and he could have came with 30 days of Gidol Seir, so then there's no problem. He could continue it. He can continue and count. Big Chiddush from Chisda. Let's say it one more time. We've been taking up until now an entire Masechta that if somebody is a real Tumas Metzaira, higher level Tumas Metzaira, he cannot count those days of Metzaira. And the reason we assumed was, it's because he's not Tar. He's a real Tumah. You can't count those days of Metzaira. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's an interesting stage, right? You could not count, but it's not Seisir. Like, where does that come from? So Rav Chisda is saying, no, you could count. It's a details issue. The issue is you have to come with 30 days of Seir. So if you don't have 30 days left, then just practically you don't count because you're not going to have 30 days of Seir. But it's not a din that you can't count. You can't continuously count even on tier Tumah level 2. We clear of Chisda? Yeah? Yeah? A little bit? One more time. Up until now, we assume you have a Metzaira that's real Tameh. He cannot count part of his days of Metzaira. Why not? He's Tameh. That's not a, even though we had level 3 that we said, you may Ziva Vizava or Hezker, that's a very low level Tumah. He can even count his days of Metzaira. But if he was higher level Metzaira, he was a Mukhlat Tikkun Metzaira, he was a real Nega, he was locked up, you can't count those days. We assume the reason is because his Tumah level is too high to count as a Nazir. Rav Chisda is going to say, no, that's not true. The reason why he can't count is because a Metzaira does taklachas. A Metzaira has to go through his tahara process. He shaves his whole body. He has to shave his hair as well with a razor. And the issue is, he's going to come without 30 days of hair. We said, again, multiple times at the beginning of the Zekba, throughout the Zekba, in order to finish your tahara process, you need to come with the hair to put tachas adot with your carbon. If you don't have the 30 days of hair, you didn't finish your Metzaira. So Rav Chisda is saying, this is just a detail and a sour problem. It's not a din that you're tumas to why. Are we clear now?
Yes.
Yeah, we good? Okay, much better. Yeah, so zikti more again. Amar of chistol yishonu b'ziros mu'etis. This idea of not being able to count the days in the ziris during tuma level 2, that's only if you only have 30 days or less in the ziris. Al b'ziris min rumba mislik namis okinale. There's no problem. Why can't you count? What's the big deal? So zikti more almost rib shravyo. How could that be? Mishnah in the Sefer, the second Mishnah which we went through both Mishnahs last night, very clear, right? We said that tier number 2, the Mishnah says Maschal Umayne Miyad, right? He can start counting right after his Tahira process, which we said is going to Rabban after his Karbanos. So most of them Shabbat Maschal Umayne Miyad, they Mivatol and it's like Koymin, and they're not Mivatol days before Mimayilim Nazirus Muedes. How Kabbal Gidol's there? What do you mean? If we're talking about a short-term Naziris, how could you say it's not Seisus HaKoyim? If it's a 30-day Naziris, and he's 10 days in, let's say, well, then he's only coming with 20 days of hair. Well, that's a big problem, right? Because again, he has to do Giluach. A Nazir has to do Giluach as part of his Tahara process. So if you're going to tell me we're talking about Nazir Muetes, so then he's coming without enough hair. So it can't be we're talking about Nazir Muetes, right? Again, it says you can start counting right after your Tahara. Or after the Karbanos is going to Rabban, like we said, right? Well, if that's true, he just did Giluach. If we're on a 30-day Naziris, right, which is Naziris Muetis, he's 10 days in, he did his Giluach on Mitzayra, then he doesn't have hair. That's a problem, right? That's our Kasha on Rav Chisda. Very good. Hakapoy Gidol Seir. According right, of course, so Zuki Yamara Elolav, what are we talking about? In Naziris Meruba. And what does it still say? It says, Tani Umaskal Umayna Miyad. It says he's only able to count after his Tahara process. Rav Chisda, you said that what? When it's a long-term Naziris, you can count straight through and through, right? That's not true. Because again, one more time. It said that what? Maschal Umayna Miyad. And it's not Mevatel, it's a Kayman. If we're talking about a short-term Naziris, that's Chlorid becoming without hair. That can't be. So what are we talking about again? Because the Mitzarez Giluach is part of his Tahara process. So if, right, again, we're doing a Nozer Mitzvah, it's a little confusing. He has to cut his hair on all his body. So he cut his hair, he's coming without hair. So Zuk the Gemara, we can't be talking about Muetes. Rather, we must be talking about Nazir's Meruba. That's Klar. And what does it say? It still says, Maschal Umayna Miyad, which means he takes a break until after the Tahara process, and then he starts to recount. So what do you see? You see that you cannot count like Rav Chisda doing a long-term Naziris. Checkmate. He says, well, no, that our Mishnah's Taka talking about in the Zeros of exactly 50 days, which is in a Kimta, the Yosef Esrin, we're talking about he's 20 days in and now he got Tzaras, the Megalech Tzaratai, the Yosef Tzaratai, the Nazar, the Isla Gidol Seir. Even Rav Chisda would agree over here, we're talking, you only have 30 days left. So he's saying the Kimta of our Mishnah is talking about exactly 50 days. So he's 20 days in. Now, if he would start counting, he would lack Gidol Seir. So Rav Chisda would agree, if you only have 30 days left, of course you don't count. So he's learning in a Kimta in our Mishnah that we're talking about there's only 30 days left, which would be obviously in a Kimta, not a great Teretz, but that's what Rav Chisda is forced to do. So let's just chazer. We're going to continue the Zogit tomorrow. What do you mean? One minute. Yeah, let's just chazer over. Chloe, what do we have over here? We had a labor kitanoi. We thought the machloikis, so we discussed Eretz Amin White Mutama. We thought maybe it's telling the machloikis from Yehuda, basically Yehuda and Rebbe, Beshita Teva of Migdol. The Gemara said, no, either that's telling Oil Zarek Shmei Oil or not. Either it's, are you guys there? Out something that's shchiach and not shchiach. Are you going to say that he might stick out his head or not? Then we got into the sugyo of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda dropped a big chiddush on us. He said even in level tumah number 2, where it's a real Yemei Sifrei and Yemei Gavrei of Mitzairah, that which we've been taking on the whole time, that you can't count as Yemei Naziris. He said that's only on Naziris, at this point if it's a Naziris Merubah, so he's going to come with a sar. So the whole problem he held was a sar problem. If you're going to have the hair, it's not going to be a problem. We asked the kasha from the Mishnah, the Lechera, it says Maskman Miyadim. We have to be talking about Naziros Merubah. And Lamaisa, he answered that no, maybe we're talking about 50 days, and we're talking about Yemei Sifrei, Klaich after the 20 days. Shkoyah.